News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, customers at a Cornwall pub are being charged for leaving too much food on their plates. The Star Inn is charging people if they fill their plates at the all-you-can-eat Carvery, but then leave excess leftovers. One customer says she was surprised. She was charged £2.40 for a plate because she had left waste food. And the landlord there has said that the amount of pure waste is dreadful, and that from signs in the pub, it was clear that excessive waste may be charged for. Andrina Allen, chef, author and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School, joins us this morning. Andrina, are they right to charge diners for excess food left on the plate?
Well, no, when I heard about this first, I just thought, well, that's a pretty good marketing ploy and so on. But actually, when I thought about it a little more, I thought, well, you know, there's something, a conversation. It's good to have a conversation about this, because basically Carveries, I think, in their very nature, lend themselves to people sort of panic a bit and then pile their plates up high with food. And it's really,
that's one of the things
really
people like about Carveries, I suspect, Trina.
I know. And you know, there's totally no problem as long as people really eat all of it. But it's so kind of hurtful and disrespectful to the chef who might have put their heart and soul into it. And then it's really gross to see people piling plates up so high and then throwing half it into the bin. I mean, in a way, I've been thinking about this myself, because at the cooking school, down at Ballymaloe Cooking School, on the first day, I often say to the students, because our food is put out at lunchtime, out on a buffet, and I say, look, there's lots and lots of food around, and when you're helping yourself, think about how much will I be able to eat all of this, or how much will I enjoy, and then come back you're welcome to come back for more.
So come back for is that the better way to do it? Come back for seconds rather than pile the plate up.
Well,
there's two issues. One is the food waste, but one is the overeating. Like, it's all very well and good and say, well, eat as much as you want, provided you clear your plate. But that might result in people binge eating as well, eating like huge amounts of food. So both of those things probably aren't necessary, the waste or the excessive eating.
Exactly. You know, it reminded me actually of years ago in Cape Town. I remember there was this restaurant, really, really good little deli and cafe, and they had a delicious buffet of lovely fresh things, salads and everything. And I never came across it before or since, but they would weigh your plate when you went up to pay for, you know, to pay for it before you ate it. They'd weigh your plate and then you just paid for what was on your plate. I don't know how they worked it out, but it must have worked out okay. And then, of course, you could come back and help yourself to more and weigh it again. So it was a really good system when you think about it, actually. And I've never come across that before. So that could actually help out in this situation too. But I think it's super good to begin a conversation about this, because the whole
food waste thing. And do you think it's reasonable? Food waste is obviously an issue and in terms of sustainability and everything else. But do you think it is reasonable to, like, if I went into a Carvery and I filled my plate and then I'm just full, I'm full halfway through and I can't face eating this, should I be charged an extra fiver? Is that a reasonable thing to do?
You know, it may, on the face of it, this is the beginning of a chat about this, but if you don't know about it, it comes as a big surprise. But if you're well aware that this is the way the system works here, then it makes us all more, that funny word, mindful about what we're doing and putting on our plate and so on. And, you know, I often, there are two things. One's, you know, when you start to talk about when I was a child, you know, you're over the hill. But anyway, when I was a child, here we go. I mean, waste was simply not an option. You get a clip in the ear if you left something on your plate.
If you didn't clear the plate. There was probably less on our plates in those days.
It's a way of life. There might have been, in the Carvery, I suppose. But basically, it's become acceptable now to waste, whereas it just simply wasn't acceptable, you know, years ago and when I was a child. And maybe we should go back to that. And also, I'm being the old bat that I am, I often say that if I had my way, I would just make sure that I'd love anybody who's going to be a chef or a cook to spend a year on a farm and gardens before they actually came into a restaurant kitchen, because then people really have no idea how much work goes into, you know, growing the vegetables, looking after the animals and so on. And so in other words, there's, I can tell you, there's a heck of a lot more respect if you grow the carrot yourself.
If someone,
3 months,
someone leaves the carrot you've grown yourself but on their plate afterwards, you might take it personally. But look, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dreena. That's Dreena Allen, their chef, author and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School. Shane, do you think people should be fined?
No. I get why he's doing
but
it.
But maybe signs saying, like, come back for seconds, don't pile your plate, what you're not going to eat.
Fair enough. Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.